Hello everyone, we're learning Mishnayos. Welcome to the Mishnayos Shir, learning Le'ilu Nishmas Chaim Baruch Ben Zalman and Perel Bas Pinchas. We're holding Vav Metziah, the beginning of Perek Vav. Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph says, Hasochar Simonim, one who rents out workers, skilled workers to do a particular job for him, V'hitu Zezeh, and we'll see what this means, but someone misled someone else. Literally, they misled each other. The one that was misled does not have any complaint against the other one, doesn't have any legal justifiable case against the other one, Ella Taromis. All they have is a complaint. Nothing that will make a halachic nafkamin and based in. Yeah, but there's no din against them. We'll see what the case is from the Rav. They'll have two options. So one who rented out, hired, a donkey driver or a pot maker, Bahavi Peruferin. Whoever he hired to bring Peruferin, which is probably the wood they use for a chuppah, the rabbi here is going to say some sort of slanted wood that they would use to make apurion. The chalidim, the kala lamace, or flutes that they would bring for a kala or for a mace, they could be used as a happy instrument or a type of a wailing instrument. Upolin lahalos bishtano minamisha, or he hired workers to bring up his flax from where it was soaking. That means he has to soak it in order to make it into fabric. Yeah, the whole davar she'aved or any other thing that will become lost, meaning that will be ruined if it's left undone, right, to be hired then. V'chazirehen, and then these workers backed out. We'll see, they were partially into the job. They backed out. Mekom shein sham adam, if you're in a place where there is no one else, meaning no one else to hire for the same wage, socha aleim o matan, you can either rent on them, which is going to mean that you can rent other people even if it dips into the salary of the first people that hired that backed out, o matan, or mislead them even. We'll see what the Rav says and how does Mutter to mislead in this case. So says the Rav here, a socher, one who's renting out the workers, v'hitu says that, and these workers misled each other. What is that? One of the workers who seems like in a more manager type position, the Baal Bayis sent this one worker, this one craftsman, to go hire his friends. You know, we need other people to work on this. Vihita osam, he misled them. The Baal Bayis said to him, go rent your friends, pay each one four dinarim per day. He only offered them three. So they can't, you know, if they find out that, hey, we're supposed to get four, but you told us only three, all they have is a complaint. Each worker accepted the offer, thought about the offer of three, and accepted it, right? So that's it. So what, that the one who was in charge of hiring people is going to make a nice percentage off here for them, but they agreed to the wages, they agreed. They could say to him, but again, it doesn't seem like there's any nafkamina from this, they could say to him, that you apparently don't have the idea of al timna tov labalav. You don't have this idea of don't hold back good from one who deserves it. That's the first shot. The Rav brings parish acher, another parish. He too says that misleading each other is shechaz rehem v'lo ratzal leches lasus lafish v'al bayis. Tom, these workers backed out. They don't want to go do the work of v'al bayis. Unless you saw schar imo, the way that they were rented out to. Or v'al bayis chazir bo, or the v'al bayis backed out. Kigon sha'am lehami efshi b'chem, I don't want you workers. But he did it in the morning before they went out, or they did it in the morning before they went out, to the job. So then the Mishnah would be saying that if the work hasn't been started, up to that point, the person can back out, and there's no halachic penalty for that. Then it said that the person hired out a donkey driver or a kadar, the Rav has a girsa vesa karar, the reish garsin, and kolam rabala karon. That would mean one who has a wagon. Yeah, one who has a wagon, so that would match up in the Mishnah to the donkey driver or the one that has the wagon. And what do you hire them to? Because also argues, so, you know, a pot maker, and then it says they're bringing peripherin, they're bringing things. You didn't hire a pot maker to make a pot, and to make a clay item, earthenware item, so maybe the Rav's Girsa in that way is a little better. But he hired them to bring peripherin, eats a meshupin, that means slanted wood, yeah, lasos apirion, yeah. To make from it a pirion. Meshupin actually might be, I should correct myself, meshupin usually, it might mean slanted, but it could also be translated as nice wood. Make it a pirion, which I think is a type of display, a chuppah or something. Chalilim is flutes, lamesa, lachosim, for a dead person or for a groom, or to bring the flax up from the mishra. A mishra is mayim shisharim ben pishton. That is the water in which you soak the flax. So Malkin Shane, and then so what happened? He hired all these people to halfway in the job, and they back out. So Malkim Shane Shem Adam, if you're in a place where there is no one, Shu Eno Motzi Paul and Muskor Vapishan Aves, finding nobody to hire, and the flags are going to get ruined. So Char Lam, he could rent on them. What does that mean? B'nei Adam Kishir Scharam, he can rent other people pardon me, you rent other people at the same amount of payment, the same wage. You can't rent anyone at more than the wage. We'll see why. Or I should say like this. I should explain that because Rob won't explain further. Let's say you rented out these people. You did half the job. You owe them $50. You can now go find other people who will complete the other half for $50 and rightfully take that half away from these first workers where it was going to, because they're going to get half of the wages for doing half the job, and you'll take the other half away. But let's say you want to go rent out people that will charge more now. Yeah, so you can't dip into the money you have to pay the first workers for that first half of the job. Yeah, that's seemingly what it means, right? Not you can't hire out for Yoser, Mishir, Skarin more than their than their thing, right? So you can you. What does it mean then? The Mirav said when the Mishnah said Makum Shein Sham Adam. There are no people. Yeah, so socha aleim al cheshbonam. So maybe you have to learn a little different. It wouldn't make any sense what I was saying. The Rav's not being clear about it. Maybe it means that there's no people. Yeah, they can find to rent out for the right wages, the same wages. So socha aleim is on their cheshbon. You can find other workers, and you can pay them more. Yeah, and even so, yeah, you can charge that to the first worker. This is the other people bringing the pshat here. I'm just realizing right now it is difficult in the Rav's pshat. If you're not finding people, bichlal, what aren't you finding? You're finding people that will take the same share of payments. So I don't really understand. Sorry, Chin, on that Rav a little bit. So either way, it means that you can go get other workers and dip into the cheshbon. Probably means dip into the cheshbon of that you're paying out the first workers. Oh, matan or mislead them. What does that mean? Omer shiitam lehem zuz yasser. You could tell them, hey, okay, I'll pay a little more. Come finish the job. And then you end up not paying them more than you agreed upon in the beginning. It's not really misleading because they were backing out unfairly. So, but it is apparently one of the cases mutter to mislead to be b'sheker with them. Seder, next Mishnah base. You rent out workers and they back out. They are always going to have the worst end when it comes to arguing their side. We'll see. You know, making demands. We'll see what that is in there. If Baal Bayis backs out of a deal, his hand will be on the bottom. Anyone who changes from what he agreed to do, Yodol Tachtona, he's on the bottom. The Chol Chuzerbo, and anyone who backs out, Yodol Tachtona, his hand is on the bottom. That seems to be a repetition of the first part of the mission, so the Rav will tell us what that adds. Says the Rav, anyone who rents out workers, the Kablonus. Kablonus means a contractor. Kach malacha, b'kach, kach mos. You do this job for this much money. Not an hourly pay, it's projects. The Chuzerbohem, pa'acher she'osim iksosa. They did half the job. Yeah, that has to be fully completed, right? The previous mission was probably talking about hourly workers. Here, you hire a kablonus, you hire a contractor, he agrees to accomplish a certain task, and he backs out after he did part of it. Yodam ala tachtona, their hand would be on the bottom. Im hukru poalim, let's say workers' wages have now gone up to be able to finish the task. Benamotzi mi shigmarena beskar shahaya magia le'elu. He finds no one that will finish the job for the same price that would have gotten to these initial workers who were contractors. Yeah? The ala osi lasos, right? You find no one to do the same for the same wage that would have gone to these ala osi lasos for what still has to be done. But akev miskaram and masha osi, you hold back all their payment for what they did. Komashit starich lahotzi achitigam malachto. Anything you need to spend from their weight from whatever money you have to finish the job, biskar shapasaki melu, right? You get to hold back their wages. You gotta finish the job. The imhu, so and they won't be able to say. Yeah, they won't be. Well, we'll see on the route. The imhuzlu, if workers went cheaper, the imatze mishig merena b'pachos, and you find someone who's going to finish the job for a cheaper price, cheaper wage than you would have had to pay the contractor. You assume them. You can evaluate it to them. Masha osu, evaluate to the first workers what they did. V'yitem lehem masha pasach, give the agreed upon amount. Osu chetzi yitem lehem chetzi skar, they did half. Give them half the payment that they agreed to with the original workers. They can't claim, you have other workers that are going to finish the job for less, right? I want our whole agreed upon deal except for what you have to pay. So they would be saying, we want 60%, something like that. You found workers to do it for less, so we want the rest of the pot. They can't claim that. They backed out. So either, like again, the Rav said, either you're going to dip into their profit, and that's fine. Or even if you're not going to dip into the profit, they have no right to claim that they should get, the whole set-aside money that was going to be paid to them, aside from what is needed for the new cheaper workers. They can't claim that. that's the case. The Mishnah talked about that their hand is on the bottom. What did it mean if Baal Bayis backs out, his hand is on the bottom? In Baal Bayis Chozer Bal Yodo Atachtona, he does not give him Masha also. He always has to give what according to what they did. If the workers' price have gone down, Al Korcho Yitin Lamai Kamosh Bas, like it's still has to give according to what that he agreed. Aside from what is needed to spend on finishing the job, he'll have to give him what he agreed to them. In any case, even if you find more expensive work or cheaper work, it won't make a difference. Even from the Rav, he'll always have to pay them what he agreed. Kol Mishnah Yodo Atachton. The Mishnah said anyone who changes to his hand is on the bottom. Could go nothing several at Tzavah Letzivo Adam Betzavah Shachar. A person gave wool to a professional dyer, a fabric colorer, dyer, and he dyed it red. He wanted it to be dyed red, and he dyed it black. So Ima Shevech Yosar Letzia. This is a Beferish Mishnah in Bava Kama. Yeah, if the appreciation of the item is more than the expenditure, so Shevach Yosar Al Yetzia, Einos L'Schar Shalem El Demei Yetzias Eitzim B'Saman. All you give him is the expenditures. It's a lower amount of money, the wood and the dyes used. Im HaYetzia Yaseir Al Shevach Nosal Al Shevach. But if the expenditures are more than the appreciation of the item, just give him the appreciation. V'Chol Chozer Bal Yodal Atachton. Yeah, anyone who backs out of a deal is Anas on the bottom. L'Suy HaMocher Sod Al Chaver. This includes one who sells a field to his friend, the Aleph Zuz, for 1,000 Zuz. They Reuven sold to Shimon a field for 1,000 Zuz. V'Nosal Lemehem Masayim Zuz. So he paid up 200, Shimon paid 200. And then the seller's like, I don't want to do this anymore. In that case, the buyer's hand is on top. If he wants, he can say, give me all my money back. $200 that I paid. Or give me a 200 piece of land then. It's his choice. If the buyer is the one who backed out, then the hand of the seller is on top. If he wants, he can say, here, take your money, all of it, take it back. Or, I want to sell some of my land. So take the land, connected, what money you paid. In that case, a 200 zuz amount of land. David, we'll do one more Mishnah. So that was Mishnah Aleph and Beis. Says Mishnah Gimel. Hasocher es hachamor lehalicha bahar. Okay, this is a bit of a long Mishnah. We have some haharis to make it in the Rav here. I'll point out over here. One who rents a donkey to bring it up to the mountain. That was the agreement. I'm taking this donkey up to a mountain. Lehalicha babika, and he changed it. He brought it down to a valley. Babika, or he said, I'm going to bring it to a valley, Lalicha Bahar, and he brought it up to a mountain. Afilu zu azeres milim, zu azeres milim, even each one is the same distance, 10 mil. Vamesa, if it dies, chayef. At this point, Rav will say, just to keep it clear, the Rav's pshat, it's dying from the air, not the heat, or not from slipping, or not the extra effort to go up to the mountain. In that case, it's dying from the quality of air being simply different and something that the animal is not used to. Okay, we'll just keep that straight. I'm saying a little out of order. I'm saying the Rav's shot because we have to keep straight as we learn the Mishnah. That would be this case. He's chayav in any event, no matter what change he made. Hasocher es hachamor v'ivrika, one who rents a donkey from someone, and v'ivrika either means it went blind or it got taken by the government. V'ivrika means it went blind. Oshanasis angaria means it got taken by the government. Yeah. Another parish of v'ivrika could mean that its feet became infested somehow, you know, a fungus or something, he can't walk anymore. So, but anyways, you rent the donkey and these unexpected things happen. Yeah? The owner of the donkey, the one who rented it out, could say, I'm not replacing it. That's the donkey you rented out. Sorry, these things happened. That's that. Your donkey is in front of you. If it died, though, or got broken in a way seemingly it shouldn't have, then he has to give him a different donkey. One who rents out a donkey, the halicha bahar, to bring it up to a mountain, v'halicha b'bika, and brought it to a valley. Min hechlika patr. If it slipped, it's going to be patr. Why? Because the mountain that he agreed to bring it to will be more slippery. So a kol shekein would have slipped there. But if it got heated up in the valley's hotter, so he'd be chayav for that change. V'halicha b'bika, but to bring it to the valley was the agreement. V'halicha bahar, and brought it to a mountain, and hechlika chayav. In that case, slipping will be chayav because he brought it to a more slippery place that was not agreed upon. But if it got overheated, you'd putter because you brought it to a cooler place. Koshkan, if you'd have brought it to the valley, it would have heated up. And in the case where you brought it up to a higher elevation, if it's because of the extra effort needed to go up, then he set the tent, and he'd be high of that was the cause of death. So that's an interesting thing here. It's a little bit, should be difficult for me personally, I'll say, to understand what you're saying. It says like this. Bahar v'olicha v'biko, v'biko v'olicha bahar. This is the case in the Reisha, the first part of the Mishnah, where seemingly any type of change you rechayev didn't say anything about slipping or getting overheated. Rosh Hahar, over here, he brought it to the top of a mountain. Yeah, but alpha pisha denich chalak v'yosher, even though that way is smooth and straight, chayev kishemei samach masavira. Yeah, he brought it to a place, yeah, where it's in some ways easier, it's smoother, and it's straight, I mean, if that would be the case. So he'll still be chayev, Ravna makes no kimta, kishemei samach masavira. You know that the cause of death is for something in the air. It didn't slip, it didn't get overheated. The whole Vishina Ba, just being that you changed it up on the animal, it died because it's not used to the mountain air. That's what the owner can kind of. Right? Again, these are all, if the owner has the ability to make an to claim this thing, they're saying that the one who rented it and changed it doesn't have any way to fight back. Yeah, the owner can claim, I say it died because it was not used to the air, it was difficult in this mountain air it's not used to. Yeah, and that's why. Olo I simply moved about over because the kashler wasn't used to the valley air, and that was difficult for it. That's why, in this part of in the Reisha, it's not making any difference in slipping or overheating, because in the Reisha, the Rav understands, it didn't die from those, it died from the air. And in any case, you're chayev, because the owner of the animal could claim that that's why it died. Now, the prints of the Rav here have two Dibra Maskos, either in bold. I would suggest that that is incorrect, because at this point in the Mishnah, it doesn't say those words. It would be odd for him to give a Dibra Maskos out of order. In either event, he's going to explain these words. So he explains the case anyway. If he's not quoting the Mishnah, he's explaining the fact. In Echlika Pater, that in there's a case of it slipping. In the end of the Mishnah, it's Pater, kind of difficult. Stam, he is definitely explaining. What I said is kind of difficult. Either way, he's explaining the lack of the Mishnah. If you read it not as Dibur Maskil, then how you read it like this, you would say that the Reisha here doesn't differentiate the way it does in the Seifa, and then he's explaining the Seifa now in the Echlika Pater. In the Seifa, if you took it to the valley when you agreed to take it to the mountain, and in the valley it slipped and it died, your putter shabahari ruli lachli goser. Because on the mountain it would have been it's more fitting to slip. Yeah, the top of the mountain is sharp and slanted to the sides. If you brought it to the valley and got overheated, your chayiv shabika mala havel fisha har svivo. Yeah, a valley gets loaded with hot air because the mountains are around it. Vein avir sholitbo. Yeah, the air can't get in there; it doesn't have a breeze. And it said in the end of the Mishnah, it said, if you brought it to the mountain, that was the change that you made, and the reason of death is clearly from its extra effort, then one is chayiv. Shahamalu garmalo. In that case, the raising it up, the milo, yeah, the ascent caused it. Right, he changed it, said, I'm going to take it to the mountain. Again, this Rav is a bit off, sorry, why is he explaining it now, not later on, not sure. But the way the Mishnah went, then we had a case. If you rent the donkey, v'hivrika. What's that mean? Nismes beduk shema ayin. It got blind from something in its eye. Perish acher, a different perish. He's slir aglel. Its legs got wormy. So something happened. Its legs failed. Oshanasis angaria. Yeah. Or was made in angaria. What's that mean? Shenil kechola avodas hamelch. It was brought to do work by the king by force. Omalar shachol fanach. Say, hey, I'm not replacing it. Your donkey is yours. V'davkish amel chamor zeh. That would seem to only be, says the rab. Others have learned differently, but the rab learned. And only be if the agreement was, I want to rent this donkey, the Schar Lamasoi, and I want to rent it to carry heavy loads. In that case, you can say back to him, I don't care that the donkey got blind. I don't care that the donkey's feet are not as good. You can do exactly what you wanted, and you only wanted this donkey. Avoim Scharo L'Rechovalov, if he rented it to ride upon, Afilo Amalu Chamor, is that even if he specified specifically this donkey, Enu Yalko Lomar, he can't say to tell him that you have to keep using that donkey. He's not replacing it. Shematipo Tachdov. The donkey might fall from underneath him because of his odd leg condition. The gesher on a bridge, or because it's blind, let's say the donkey might throw him off into the open pit. Also, if it's a case of chamor stam, yeah, you rented out any donkey. Provide me a donkey, and I tell you, I want to use it to carry heavy loads. There, you cannot say the sin of the Mishnah. Of you have to keep that donkey, I'm not replacing it. You have to give him a different animal, because he said, a donkey. And it's understood that I meant, any donkey is good, but it has to work. Yeah. If he does not give him a different donkey, then the renter doesn't have to pay him anything. From all the payment that we have to pay for any amount of ground that he already covered. That's the Mishnah learns. Again, there are other learns that the Mishnah talking about both cases. The Gemara seems to be mashma like that, but that's not the way the Rav learned. Then the Mishnah said, if it died or it got broken, it's chayiv. This is hamaskilim kor ha'or. Yeah, the chayiv, what's chayiv? The renter outer has to go and sell. Then the thing died, right? Or got broken. It can't do any work. So the renter outer has to sell its skin, vanavela, and the dead body, the klavim, to be fed to dogs. Lahotzi smos, and therefore get some more money. Lahami lo chamor, and to get another donkey, and to give it to the renter outer, to the one who rented it from him, to be able to do his job. O yisko lo acher b'demein vela, or he has to himself rent one with the money that he got for the carcass. Shahari chamorze shiba lo. Again, the Rav learns it's the case of he wanted this donkey. If you want this donkey, so all you get out of this case is that this donkey will be sold for money and get whatever other donkey we can provide from those funds. Yeah, Oriach, so Oskar, he just has to give him back his money, and that's that. Thank you for listening, Ritz Hashem. We'll continue next time.